A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Hwan. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Well, it's been quite a roller coaster ride for markets this year, especially for technology stocks. And headlines around geopolitics in recent weeks have been creating a lot of volatility. Most recently, the arrest of Huawei's chief financial officer, which has weighed down on the sector, especially in China. And not too long ago, we've been wondering if the valuations of these technology companies have been overdone. So how much more room is there to grow in 2019? Let's find out from Jonathan Curtis. He is the portfolio manager for Franklin Technology Fund at Franklin Templeton Investments. Morning, Jonathan. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Doing great. Well, Jonathan, of course, is based in Franklin's head office in the San Francisco Bay Area, and that is close to Silicon Valley. So, Jonathan, you are well positioned to talk about what's happening in Silicon Valley. What's the buzz right now as we head into Christmas? Is it a bit quieter around this time?
It does kind of quiet down a little bit. This is a region of the country that is very mission-oriented and very work-centric, and so it's nice to see at the end of the year people calm down a bit. It is exciting right now to see now that Tesla has solved many of their Model 3 production issues, the Bay Area roads are starting to fill up nicely with these new Model 3 cars. So that is exciting to watch right now.
Have you had a chance to try one yet?
I have had a chance to try one. They are amazing. They're incredibly fast. The autopilot functionality, at least on the highway, works very, very nicely. I think it's going to be a real game changer.
All right, Jonathan, let's get your thoughts first on what's happened to the tech sector this year. It's been going through quite a bit of a sell-off in recent months. What are we looking out for when we look into 2019? Have we gone past the peak, and is the worst over for technology stocks?
Yeah. So listen, 2018 was certainly overall a pretty good year for tech stocks. The sector outperformed the S&P 500, really strong performance in Q1 and Q2, modest outperformance in Q3. All the trouble, if you will, came in Q4 as folks started worrying about the slowdown in the global economy and really the cyclical elements of the global economy. What we're focused on is finding really good secular winners that can grow and grow and grow for many years. So in the Franklin Technology Fund, we found those companies that are levered to this big idea of digital transformation. And then, of course, all the exciting sub-themes that are underneath that, AI, machine learning, et cetera. So from a investments by businesses and consumers in these secular winners, we think will continue quite strongly into 2019. If I look at the earnings reports thus far in 2018 for most of my coverage, all very good with a lot of acceleration in many instances out of enterprise buyers. And then the consumer part of tech looks pretty stable.
All right, Jonathan, of course, you run the Franklin Technology Fund. And looking at your fund, your top 10 holdings include the likes of Microsoft, Apple, Alibaba, Alphabet, Amazon, Salesforce. So let's unpack some of the ideas behind these investments. First, it looks like you have all the popular ones, including the FANG stocks. I don't see Netflix there. Walk us through the case for FANG stocks right now. Is there any concerns over high valuations?
Yeah, we think valuations across not only the FANGs, but broadly in the names that we own are all pretty attractive. We think they're all trading at good discounts to intrinsic value.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook, it certainly had a rough year on a variety of issues around an uncertain regulatory landscape and increased investment. We still think they've got big opportunities to monetize Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and then see very good growth with Instagram. So we do not think Facebook's undervalued. Apple had more of an inline year, but looking forward, we think that their install base still remains pretty stable. In fact, it's growing still a bit, and they're doing a very nice job of layering services into that base and driving growth off of that and then buying back a lot of stock. So that's a name we still like. We do not think it's overvalued, and quite frankly, the recent sell-off has created a nice opportunity. Amazon in 2018 was the real winner, but we still think that it's going to have great prospects in 2019. Their e-commerce business is still just 4% of the U.S. retail economy, and then their cloud computing business can be absolutely massive in the years ahead, so great opportunities there. Google also had more of an inline year. We still think that it's not accurately reflecting the opportunities they have, not only in advertising and shifting of ad dollars into online formats, but there's a big opportunity for them in cloud, and they're reinvigorating that investment there with a new leadership, new leadership. And then, of course, they've got the Waymo asset, which will help with the autonomous driving. So a lot of good names in the FANG space, but you know, we've got 70 or so names in the portfolio currently.
Right, right.
65 or so of them are not FANG names. So there are a lot of exciting
ideas. So Jonathan, you brought up one interesting name, Facebook, because this is something that's been in the headlines this year, of course, over privacy issues. What is your take on Facebook right now? Because there are some concerns we might see tighter regulations. Isn't this going to be hitting social media stocks like Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah. So it's a fair question. And certainly the regulatory landscape is less certain for them right now. We think the worst case scenario is that the regulations that showed up in Europe here about 6-9 months ago, GDPR, will eventually make their way into the U.S. But you have to consider the fact that it's even in an environment where they're able to collect dramatically less data about consumers, mm-hmm. they are still dramatically better than the offline advertising alternatives that businesses have to reach consumers. And so we still think that money will flow from the offline advertising models into these online models, and Facebook will do very well with that. And then if you layer on the fact that both with Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp, both billion-plus user platforms that Facebook is carrying all the costs for, but has really started none of the monetization for, there's big opportunities for contribution margins from both those businesses on the platform.
Right. We're speaking with Jonathan Curtis. He is the portfolio manager of the Franklin Technology Fund at Franklin Templeton Investments. And Jonathan, what's your view on Chinese technology stocks? There's been so many IPOs this year there, and Alibaba seems to be the only one in your top 10. Are you looking to load up more on the Chinese tech sector next year?
Yeah, so we definitely own a couple of Chinese technology stocks in the fund, Alibaba, Tencent, and then we just participated in the music offering from Tencent mm-hmm. Music. Certainly China has proven itself to be very capable of innovators in the internet and in contract manufacturing, certainly in networking and telecom equipment. They still have a lot of work to do in semi-cap equipment and enterprise software. But, you know, we think that there's some good opportunities, particularly with Alibaba and Tencent, so we own them. We think that they've gotten caught up in this trade war situation, but really don't see the link to the fundamentals for these businesses around the trade war. So we think that those stocks have sold off needlessly, and we think that they've created some good entry points for us.
You mentioned the U.S.-China trade war. Of course, we have the Huawei arrest of the chief financial officer. Oh, those issues have been weighing on the broader sector. So if investors ask you, which market has more upside, U.S. versus China, what would you say?
Well, listen, we found good opportunities in both China and the U.S. in the technology space. In the U.S., really the big theme is digital transformation and the infusing of technology into all businesses in the years ahead. In China, that same idea is in place, but also there's this exciting opportunity on the rise of the middle class. So we want to get exposure to both those growth opportunities. We'll own them both. I'm not going to try and make a call on which region offers more upside. We found really good businesses in both parts of the world.
All right, Jonathan, before we let you go, just looking at your fund, one big game changer is artificial intelligence. And this typically means a lot of cloud computing, data and software will be required. Just walk us through what are some of the big winners from this trend and why are you avoiding?
Yeah, good question. We agree. Data is at the center of our theme on digital transformation for the Franklin Technology Fund. And to get through all of that data, you're going to need artificial intelligence and machine learning. So when we think about investing in the opportunity, we think about it on the supply side, the people who sell the chips, the cloud computing services, the software that will use to analyze the data and make sense of it. And then we think about it for the companies that are going to use that. We've certainly found good companies like NVIDIA or some of the semi-cap equipment. And certainly the cloud computing services are all great on the demand side for AI and machine learning. We really like the businesses, on the supply side. We really like the businesses on the demand side. These are companies that have some unique compounding data set that they can learn from to make their business more efficient because of AI and machine learning and to sell new services. So in application software, those are names like Workday, Salesforce, ServiceNow, all which gather data about their customers, the enterprises, and then use that data to make their sales and marketing, their R&D more efficient, and find new things to sell to their business customers using that data that in the old software model simply wasn't available to them.
All right. Thank you so much, Jonathan. Have a great weekend in advance.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Jonathan Curtis. He is the portfolio manager of Franklin Technology Fund on his take on the tech sector right now.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.